In Karratha, there's a big water tank on a hill that overlooks the city, and it's just become home to a mural painted by artist Chris Nixon. The Karratha water tank's tender was awarded to Chris with an estimated total project cost of nearly $180,000. Chris is a multidisciplinary artist creating across illustration, graphic design, creative direction and public art. He's based in Perth, where his work is inspired by the West Coast and classic surf culture. He's worked for a number of big brands, including Macca's, Telstra, Tame Impala, and he joins us over the phone right now. Chris, good morning.
Morning. Thanks for having me.
Chris, you've been working on this mural now for how long? It's finished, isn't it?
It's finished. We finished just last night, so about sort of 5:30 we packed up, and it was nice to have it done. It's been really fun to install, actually, and we've had a heap of laughs and just beautiful spot up on the hill, so we're loving it.
So can you describe the mural to us? I've got a photo in front of us here. It's probably better that you describe the mural to the listeners.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, so, I mean, my design is, it's really an abstract and stylized representation of the landscape here. So basically what I did is I came up for a site inspection, and I kind of just took my time taking in the flora and fauna and looking at a whole bunch of different references from textures and really just looking at a whole bunch of the landscape and natural formations. And then that's actually the title of the work, is Formations, based on that. And then from that, I just started sketching up and playing with patterns and textures and creating, I guess, like a tapestry of the landscape and in the area, and then piecing that together into an abstract representation that spoke to the colours that's seen up here, as well as some of those formations, which I just find are really unique and beautiful. It's such a beautiful country up here, so I thought I'd love to be able to reflect that, I guess, stylized through my own artistic lens.
Mm. I was actually in Karratha not too long ago, and the water tank was, white. It wasn't painted up. So the actual painting itself, how long did that take, and how long did the inspiration and the sketching and the whole design process before you actually put paint on the tank take?
Yeah, sure. I mean, the install was pretty quick. I had allocated about 10 days, and we did it in just under seven, which is great. So we started on last Monday. We flew up last Sunday, and then we just worked Monday to Monday. I had three guys. I had two other artists, Andrew Fraser and Luke O'Donoghue, a couple of mates of mine, come up and help me install. And then Andrew flew home on Saturday, so it was just been Luke and I for the last final push for it. But in terms of the full project timeline, it's actually been delayed a few times for a number of reasons, but mainly just due to the install time and then the site prep of the tank. So the surface prep of that particular tank was quite extensive, a bit of repairing and then sandblasting and then right into, priming and coating it ready as a canvas for us to work on. So I think I was probably commissioned on the project about, maybe this time last year, and then we were going to install towards the end of last year, and then just weather and, all that sort of thing just bumped it a bit. And it was agreed on that it would be better to just bump to this time when things cool down. It's a bit more pleasant to install as well, but also gave the city some time to get that surface prep sorted out as well.
Speaking with artist Chris Nixon, he has just painted a new mural in Karratha on a water tank that overlooks the city. It's a very, I guess, the hills that are right behind that sort of central business district of Karratha, and that water tank in particular, it's kind of an icon in a way. Looking at it now from the bottom, from the city up towards the tower, I imagine it looks quite different to the sort of white water tank that sit there before.
Yeah, it was. That was my intention as well, just to bring some life and colour up to that space. And we did an event, we did like an artist talk at the Red Earth Arts Precinct on Friday night. And what really struck me was just, I came into this project, only a year ago, and the amount of time that was leading up to that and the public support to have something painted on that tank and has been, one woman who was there said, 30 years of just trying to get something happening. So it was quite incredible and pretty moving to see that response from the community here and how much they wanted it. And, you know, that's often the way, is I just jump into a project at a particular time, but it's nice to hear that history and support and how it was all moving, this groundswell, I guess, of movement until I get into it. So it's been really nice to share that with the community and have those conversations around public art and what value it brings, and also, I guess, just brightening up that perspective, like you said, looking from town, looking back up to that. Also, you know, because it is this 360-degree canvas, you've got all angles and different perspectives of how you see that artwork, and so that's been really interesting to design to that. And it's been a real treat for us to be able to, we've sort of driving out to the LIA, going to get our materials, coming back, and then on our way back through, seeing a different perspective of the tank, and then being in town to have lunch or whatever, and seeing, it's just so cool to see multiple perspectives of your same work and how it changes. It also changes a lot during the time of day, like with the different light and the way that the colours in the landscape react to that as well. So it's been really beautiful to paint.
And it's the way you put it there, it is almost a coming of age, I guess, for Karratha, having that water tank sitting there for a very long period of time, people wanting to do something with it. Karratha is it's a growing city here in the north, and have you sensed that there is an increased appetite for maybe more public art projects right across Karratha?
100%. I think. I've been involved in a couple of other festivals painting on this scale, and probably not as big as the water tank, but, you know, similar sort of projects where you're really ingrained into the community and you get to get that feedback, and particularly of smaller regional towns that can really embrace that public art and then use it. You know, there's so many benefits from tourism to just sort of inspiring creativity in everyday life and community and bringing communities together. And I think it's all about that conversation. And one thing I've seen from just being here this time is just how much support there is for it and how much interest there is in it. And that's what public art's all about, is just starting that conversation. You don't have to always like what the design is or find it, you know, particularly connecting to you individually. But I think that conversation's important too, of even if you don't like something, is being able to articulate why you don't, or, you know, what you would like to see, and thinking about that. Because I think the misconception with public art is that, we come up with a design, slap it on the wall, but there's so much thought and planning and all these things that go into it, you know, from the city of Karratha right through to getting me on board is a huge process. And I think this could be the spark for something that's such a visible beacon up on the hill, is that it's a reminder of what public art can do. And I think that's over to the community to keep taking that forward. And I'll be here to help any way I can to sort of advise and comment on that.
Chris Nixon, thank you for joining us this morning.
Pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Chris Nixon there, multidisciplinary artist from Perth. He's recently just painted the mural on the water tank that overlooks the city of Karratha. A really abstract, imposing, sort of just a 360 piece of art there here on ABC Radio this morning.